Today's shiur in the daf yomi is the Gemara in Bava Tzia, daf yomi. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal. They should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim in all of their endeavors. They shouldn't lose any more soldiers. None of the soldiers should get hurt. And be'ezus Hashem, there should be shalom al kol Yisrael. Okay, we pick up Gemara in Yud Omer Aleph, 10 lines down from the top. And we continue to try to resolve the question of what happens if a person picks a mitziah up for somebody else. Hamagbia mitziah lechavero, is he konet for his friend or is he not konet for his friend? He's not trying to be konet for himself. When Reuven asked Shimon to go pick up that item for me, and Shimon goes and picks it up, so is he being konet for Reuven or is he not being konet for Reuven? So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, the Amri Tavayu, both Rav Nachman and Rav Chista say that hamagbia mitziah lechavero, if you go and pick something up for someone else, if Shimon picks something up to be konet on behalf of Reuven, lo. Reuven has not acquired it. Of course, if Shimon physically gives it to Reuven, so at that point in time, Reuven physically acquires it. Now, why not? Why, again, do we say that you can't pick up something for someone else and acquire for them? My time up. So, we now have a new answer from Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. Have a tofes lebal chov b'makom shechov liacherim. What you're essentially the equivalent of doing is, let's say there's a person, Yehuda, that owes a lot of people money. He owes Reuven money, Shimon money, Levi money, and there's a limited amount of property that he has. And you go and take from him his property to go and pay off Reuven's debt. Now, if there was enough there for Shimon's debt and Levi's debt as well, so then, no problem. You're allowed to do that because of the principle of Zachin Liadim Shalom B'Fanav. You're doing Reuven a favor. He wants you to go and acquire that property on behalf of Reuven. And even though he wasn't asked to do so, even though he's not a party to the litigation, this person went and acquired this property from Yehuda, the one who owes the money to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and he gave it to Reuven. And as long as there's enough property for Shimon and Levi, he can do that because of the principle of Zachin Liadim Shalom B'Fanav. However, let's say there isn't enough property that Yehuda has to pay off the debts of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Then this third person, this third party, can't go and acquire Yehuda's property on behalf of Reuven. Because even though he's Zochin Li'odim Shelo B'Fanav, however, here we have a tofes Labal Chov, he's taking something from the person who owes the money, but he's helping Reuven, but here he's now hurting Shimon Levi. If there was enough money to pay off Shimon Levi, he's not hurting them, so then Zochin Liadim Shalom B'Fanav. However, here, while he's being Zochin for Reuven, he's in fact hurting Shimon and Levi. And therefore, this is analogous to that case where Hevi Tofes Labal Chov B'Mokum Shchov L'Acherim V'Tofes Labal Chov B'Mokum Shchov L'Acherim Lo Kona. He doesn't have the right to do so. As Rashi points out over here, because in this situation, he's ki'odam habo me'elav. He's a person, this third party is coming along out of his own good heart. V'tofes mamun chaveiro v'shvil chov sheyesh li'acharov. And he's going and grabbing this property of Yehuda to go and benefit Reuven. Ubo l'kadem ad shelo yitvesenu b'chov acher. And he's doing this so Reuven gets it. Reuven's his friend. He wants to get it for Reuven. And this way he'll get it ahead of Shimon and Levi. There's only enough for one of them, let's say. The nimtza tofes zechov b'tfisaso zos es hanosim noshim ho'acherim. As a result of this, he's hurting the other people. And therefore, mafsid, Rashi continues, the next Rashi, mafsid es ho'acherim kimo ein chov liyodim. And here now, we have the competing principle, just like Zochin Liadim Shalom B'Fanav, you're not allowed to go and be Chavin Liadim Shalom B'Fanav. And therefore, Lo Kona, Rashi says in the next Rashi. And he brings down Kedom Ruksuvas, Gemara Ruksuvas tells us, the Lav Kol Kamine, it is not his job, it is not his right, Lios Kofetz Melech, to jump in on his own. This third party can't just go in and say, well, I'm going to go help out my friend Reuven, even though I'm going to hurt Shimon and Levi. You can't do that. Because you are hurting them at the same time. So you don't have the right. Leot Kofis Mielov, Vichov Lo Elu, Miachar Shalo, Oso, Oso Hanoshe, Shaliach Litvos, because Reuven didn't ask you to be his Shaliach, and you're doing it on your own. So granted, you're helping Reuven, but you're hurting Shimon and Levi. Now, Rashi seems to imply over here that if Reuven had asked him to be his Shaliach, then in fact, this third party could go and take the item, even though he's hurting Shimon and Levi, because after all, Reuven has the right to go take the property, even though it's hurting Shimon and Levi, but a third party doesn't. But Rashi says, if Reuven assigns the third party to be a shaliach, then he would be able to do it. Tosus disagrees. In Dibur Masel Tofes, About Chov Tosa says, Masha Pirish Rashi, Mishum Delo Aso Shliach, Ein Nira. He says, Rashi is telling us the only reason why the third party can't do this is because he wasn't made a Shliach. But if he was made a Shliach, he could do it. Tosas disagrees with that. He brings a Raya from the Gemara Ksubas as well that you can't say this. So it's a Machlokas Rashi Tosas as to whether if Ruvain makes a Shliach, could that Ruvain be Chov Liacherim or not? But the bottom line is, everyone agrees that if he didn't make him a Shliach, and this third party, out of the goodness of his heart, wishes to go and pick up this chov from the property of Yehuda, and there isn't enough to pay off Shimon and Levi, even though he's zochin for Reuven, he's chovin l'Shimon and Levi, and therefore he doesn't have a right to do so. Now, what does this have to do with our Gemara? Because a metziah is considered like something that everybody could possibly get. So when you go and pick this up for Reuven, you are in fact being chovin l'Shimon's and the Levi's and Yehuda's of the world that now cannot pick up this article. So you cannot do this. And that's what Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda tell us, that this Hamagbiya Mitzil L'Chaveiro is lo kana because of this principle, Atofa is l'Balchol, b'mokim shchov l'Chayim, lo kana. Now, Esi, Rav Rav Nachman, Rava questions Rav Nachman on this. Rav Nachman was one of the people who said this, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, and Rava questions when he says, wait a second, Mitzias Poel Liatzmo. The halacha is that if Reuven is working for someone, he's working for Yehuda. Reuven is a worker for Yehuda. And while he's working for Yehuda, he finds a Mitzia, he finds $20. So he gets to keep that. It's not Yehuda's, it's his. He found it. However, he qualifies and he says, when do we say that Reuven gets to keep the $20 that he just found when he's working for Yehuda? Bizman Sha'amalo Balabais, that's when he was hired by the Balabais, by Yehuda, to Nakesh Imi Hayom and Adar Imi Hayom. He was hired for a specific purpose. He was hired to either be Nakesh, which is to weed, or Adar means to go and dig, to go and plow for me. So when he was hired for that specific purpose, so then that's what he was supposed to do. If he happens to find $20, that wasn't his job, and therefore Reuven gets to keep it. And that's why it said, Mitzias Pol Liatzo. However, if Yehuda had hired Reuven in the following way, Avol, Amar Lo, if Yehuda had told Reuven, Asei imi melach hayom, you are my worker today. Whatever I need you to do, that's what you're going to do. In this situation, mitziaso shobal habayisu. Here in this situation, the mitziah that Reuven finds belongs to Yehuda, to the balabayis, because he was hired to work for him. Now, basically, Reuven is being zoche for Yehuda. At the same time, everybody else doesn't get that $20, and therefore he's being chav liacher. And yet here it says that Mitzias Poel in this situation belongs to the Balabayis. So this is a kash on you, Rav Nachman. This is a Braisa. You're an Amora. How can you argue with this Braisa? So what does Rav Nachman respond to Rava? Amalek. Rav Nachman says back to Rava, no, a Poel is different. Shiny Poel. This worker is different than somebody just stop going and picking this up on behalf of Ruve. Shiny Poel. Diyado kiad Balabayisu. When he is hired in this fashion, when Yehuda says, you're my worker for today, whatever I need you to do, you're going to work for me, I pay you $100, and you're my worker for today, so then he becomes as if he is the yad of the Baal HaBayis. So when Reuven picks this $20 bill up, it's as if Yehuda actually picked it up, because he is essentially the yad of the Baal HaBayis. Lanias Dati, this seems to support Rashi, that if you make somebody a shaliach for you, then they can be zochin for you, even though they're chavin li'odem acher. And how Tosus would answer this, we'll leave for another time. But the bottom line is, Rav Nachman says, this braisa of the Mitzias Poel, so that is different than the regular case of somebody being zochin liodom, but being chavin to all the others. That still remains as it is. This specific case is only because the Poel is considered to be yodo shel bal habayis. And that's why this case is different. Rav says back, former Rav, but Rav said, we learned this already previously, many times, that a worker has the right to quit in the middle of the day. You're not anybody's servant except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, you would agree to go and work for this guy all day. At 12 o'clock, you say, listen, I've had it. That's it. I'm no longer working for you. A poel has the right to do that. So since he technically could go and withdraw from doing the work, so there, how can you say that he's like the yad of the Baal HaBayis? So Rav Nachman says, no, that's very simple. Amalei, kol kama de lo hoder be kiad Baal HaBayis. You're right, 100%. If he says, I'm no longer working for you, then he no longer is the yad of the Baal HaBayis. But until he says, I'm no longer working for you, he is the yad of the Baal HaBayis. And ki hoder be, And when he does stop, withdraws from being the Baal HaBayis' employee, so then, you're right, he goes and picks it up. Because Taima Achrino Hu Desiv, that's for a different reason. Ki Li Bnei Yisrael Avadim, Avadayhem Lo Avadim Li Avadim. That's because there's a separate rule that you're supposed to be only a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not a servant to anybody else. So listen, you have a right to hire yourself out. As Tosus points out, you're not doing an Aveira in this situation. You're not being a bad person if you go hire yourself out. It's only if you're an Eved Ivri that's a different setup. You're not allowed to go and withdraw from that. But a regular worker is allowed to go and withdraw, saying, listen, I've had it. I don't want to work for you anymore. How he's allowed to do it? Because ki li b'nei Yisrael b'dim, because we are only servants to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to other people. So therefore, that's how Rav Nachman answers up Rav's questions. Now the Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rechia bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rechia bar Abba, saying Rav Yochanan. He answers the question differently than we've answered until now. Until now, we've been concluding that if you pick up the item for someone else, the other person is not kone it until you actually physically put it in their hands. Whereas Rav Chiya bar Abba says in Rav Yochanan that, in fact, when Shimon goes and picks up the item for Reuven, Reuven is, in fact, kone it. Our Mishnah seems to go against that. V'im tomar Mishnah seinu. What are you going to say about that? So Rav Chiya bar Abba would answer in the name of Rav Yochanan, the Omar Tinoli. In our Mishnah, the person said, give it to me, the lo Omar Zecheli. He didn't say, go and acquire it for me. He said, please give it to me. Please give it to me is different than acquire it for me. If he had said the Lashon of acquire it for me, so then Rav Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Yochanan, that acquisition would work because HaMakbiya Metzil Chavero, Kana Chavero. But if he just says, give it to me, so then that's not an act of kinyan, and therefore he has the right to give it to him if he wishes to, but he has the right to keep it if he doesn't wish to. Okay, next Mishnah. Ro'es ha-metziah. If a person sees a metziah and he wants to acquire it, and what does he do? The nafalala, he just jumps on it. He doesn't pick it up, he doesn't pull it, he doesn't make an adequate kinyan. He just covers it up. The nafalala, he falls on it. So now this is not an adequate kinyan, and therefore, uba acher v'hechzitba. If somebody else comes along and picks it up, makes a valid kinyan on it, so then the second person gets it. Zeh shehechzitba, the one that made a valid kinyan, so zochaba, he gets it. And the first person, no, you should have made an adequate kinyan. You should have made a valid kinyan if you wanted to acquire it. Where it says, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kohen Bardula. Reish Lakish says over the following in the name of Abba Kohen Bardula. Arba Amos Shel Adam Konos Lo B'chomokum. Reish Lakish says that the four Amos of a person acquire things for him. When you get within four Amos of something, you acquire it. Why is that, my Taima? This is a rabbinical decree. Takinu Rabban, the rabbi set this decree up. Delo Ase L'insuye. Because if it's whoever grabs it first, goes and gets it, it's going to lead to fighting. I was there first. No, you were there first. And I'm going to push him and I'm going to shove him. And that, all sorts of troubles are going to occur. So the rabbi said, when you're within four amos of the item, you acquire it. That is a takana that the rabbi set up in order to prevent people from fighting. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye goes and says, I will show you that that's not correct. That which Reish Lakish said in the name of Abba Kohen Bardla is contradicted by the following Mishnah in Peya. Amar Abaye, Mosev Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef is going to question this din of Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Kohen Bardla from a Mishnah in Peya. And similarly, Omar Rava says, Moshe Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, that Rav Yaakov Bar Idi questions the statement of Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Kohen Bar Adla from a Mishnah in Nezikin. Now, either means Seder Nezikin or he means Maseches Nezikin, which we mentioned already several times. Is that Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, and Baba Basra? There's only one Masechta called Maseches Nezikin. So either he means from Seder Nezikin, which is, of course, the fourth Seder of Mishnayis. Zman Nokan is the famous demonic, and this is the second Nun, which is Nezikin, which is, of course, the Seder that we're in right now. Or it could mean Maseches Nezikin, which, as I said, is the name that's given to Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, and Baba Basra. In any event, Abaya is going to show a question on Reish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kohen Bardla from Ruchia Bar Yosef from the Mishnah Peya, and Rava is going to show the same question from Rav Yaakov Bar Idi from a Mishnah in Nezikin. Now, what are their respective questions on Reish Lakish? So Amar Abaya says, Moshe Ruchia Bar Yosef Peya, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef is going to question Reish Lakish to the name of Abba Kohen Bardla from the following Mishnah in Peya. What is that? Natal Mitzas Peya. If an Ani comes along and takes some of the Peya. Again, Peya is that 1/60th of the field set up by the Chachamim. Technically, it can be more or less, but the rabbi set up there should be 1/60th of the field that you leave for the Aniim in the corner of the field. If an ani comes along and takes part of that payah, natal mitzas payah, and then what does he do? He wants to acquire the rest of the payah and vizorak alashar, and he like covers it up. He throws the original payah that he took there and puts it on top of the other payah to make a kinyan on the other payah. So the Mishnah payah tells us, ein lo ba klum. He lost everything. Not only does he not acquire the payah that he's now trying to acquire that's still attached to the ground, but he not only doesn't acquire that, he doesn't even any longer have the payah that he originally took. We'll give a knas to him, the rabbi said to teach us not to do this. So therefore, he loses everything. Ein lo ba klum. He doesn't have the payah he tried to get. He doesn't have the payah that he actually got. Nafal lo aleh, if he just fell on that payah, or paras talis oleh, or he put his garment on top of that payah, each trying to make a kinyan, but as we've already pointed out several times, that doesn't make an adequate kinyan. So ma'avir no somenu, somebody else can come along and take him off it, or take his garment off it, or take the payah that he put on it. The chain, the omer shichcha, and the same thing works with the dinim of shichcha, which are like payah in that they're matnos aniyim. It's just a different type of matana for the aniyim. Shichcha is sheaves that were left behind, so they weren't harvested yet. Of course, it could even be harvested and you left it behind, but here we're dealing with sheaves that were not harvested, and he put his coat over it, or he lay down on it, or he put something on top of it, so that's not a valid kinyan, and therefore, none of these acquire the payah or the shichcha on behalf of the person. But here's the question on Rav Shlakish, in the name of Abba Kohen Bardla, you're saying that the dalet amos of a person acquires it for him. So when this guy is going and covering this up, he's within dalet amos of it. The amos arba amos shel adam konus lo b'chol makom. You, Reish Lakish, it's in the name of Abba Kohen Badla that you can acquire this b'chol makom. So then, niknule arba amos d'day. You're right. He may not have acquired it by falling on it, by covering it up, but why doesn't he acquire it by getting within dalet amos of it? Oh, you see from this Mishnah in Peah that you're wrong. No, what would Reish Lakish answered the name of Abba Kohen Bardla? So he would say, "Hachem ayaskinan de lo amay ikne," because the person didn't say, "I want to acquire it by being within the dalet amos of it." Who says he has to say that? The tikkun rabbanim, the rabbi set this up as a takana. So then, even though he didn't say it, kilo amar, why wouldn't he acquire it? My habi, how should that ruin it for him? The rabbi said you acquire it when you get within dalet amos of it. So why doesn't he acquire it when he gets within dalet amos of it? So the question returns. So again, Reish Lakish, in the name of Abba Kohen Bardla, would answer, no. Kivan Denofal, he is demonstrating when the fact that he didn't allow the dalet amos to be koneh by jumping on it or covering it up. So Gali Daite, he revealed to everybody that the benefilo nichole, the nickname, that he bedafka wanted and only wanted to acquire it by covering it up, by falling on it. And he, as if he had said, be arba amos lo nicha le the nickname. It's as if he had actually stated, I do not want to take this din that the Rabbanan set up, this takonis Rabbanan, that arba amos shalodim konus lo b'chol makom, I don't want that kinyan to work for me, and therefore the kinyan doesn't work for him. If he didn't say anything, the kinyan would work for him, even if he didn't say, I want it to work for me. But here he's bedafka saying, I don't want that kinyan to work for me, so therefore, I want to have the kinyan by covering it up or by falling on it, and that's not a valid kinyan, and he's essentially rejected the takonis rabbanon that the arba amos shel adam konus lo b'chol makom, and that's why Reish Lakish says the name of Abba Kohen Bardla, that this Mishnah in Peah is not a kasha on him. We turn to Yud Amud Beis, and now we give Rapapa's answer to this question. He gives a different answer. Rapapa Mar, no. Ki takinu le rabbanon arba amos b'yama. When did the rabbis institute this concept of your dalet amos will be kona something for you? That's b'alma. That's in an area that's not owned by someone else in the Rishus HaRabim. However, besod the balabayis, this is in the field of someone. This is the balabayis who owns this payah, who owns this field, who owns the shechacha. Even though he doesn't have the payah and the shichcha in his possession, it belongs to the aniyim. Nevertheless, you can't go and acquire it with dalet amos in someone else's field. Lo takinu le rabbanim in that situation that the dalet amos acquired for a person. Even though, as I just pointed out, the person who owns this field has the responsibility to give this payah, to give the shichcha to the poor person. But the poor person has to be zochet, ki zocha le rachmana, when the Torah gave this poor person the right to go and acquire the payah, acquire the shechacha, lahaluche ba, it's only to walk in the field, ulakute payah, or shechacha, to go and collect the payah, go and take the shechacha, that he has the right to do, but not to accept it by dalet amos, not to be koneh by dalet amos, lemedi chatzero, that it should be your field, so to say, that you coin it with Dalet Amos, that lo zocha lerachmona. That the rabbis never gave you the right to, that the Torah never gave you the right to go and acquire that by the din of Dalet Amos. There you have to make a valid kinyan in it. The Torah gave you the right to walk into the guy's field and take the peya, take the shechacha. But unless you do that, then you don't acquire it. And therefore, even if we hold the Dalet Amos idea, the Reish Lakish said in the name of Abba Kohen Bidlis, this Mishnah Peah doesn't contradict that. So we have two reasons why that's not a kasha on Reish Lakish. Now we go to Rava's attempt from Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi to disprove Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Kohen Bardala. And what is that? Abba Rava, Moshe Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi Nezikin. He brings a raya from our Mishnah in Nezikin. Ro'es HaMetziah, if you go and see a Metziah, the Nofalo Aleh, and you fell on it, and then Uba Acher Vehavsik Ba, but somebody else then made a real kinyan. You didn't make a kinyan. Falling on it is not a kinyan. Somebody else then picked it up and made a real kinyan on it. So the second person that made the real kinyan, Zesh Hilsik Ba Zocha Ba, he gets a valid kinyan. Now, why isn't the first person Konit because of Dalet Amos? If you, Reish Lakish, in the name of Abba Kohen Bidlah, are correct, the Amos, Arba Amos Shalom, Konus Lo B'chol Makom, so then, Niknu Le, Arba Amos Nidei, then the first guy should have made the kinyan when he came within Dalet Amos of it. So, Kash on you, Reish Lakish, in the name of Abba Kohen Bidlah. So the word says, no. They would answer, Hochem Mayaskinan, Delo Omar Ikne. Same terrace that we gave before, that he didn't say, I wish to acquire it with the Dalet Amos. The word says, who says he has to say it? The Itikun Rabbanon, if the rabbi set up such a takana, Ki Lo Omar, even though he didn't say it, my heavy, why should that ruin it? The rabbi set it up. He didn't say, I want it, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't get it. So he says, no, because he bedavka said, I don't want it. Even the Nafalala, he's showing he's making a kinyan by falling on it, which of course is not a good kinyan, but that reveals, gali daite, that shows and demonstrates that the benefila nichale de nikne. He only wishes to acquire it within the nefila, and it's as if he had said, ba'ar ba'amos lo nichale de nikne. I do not wish to acquire it with this takanas de rabbanon, and therefore this takanas de rabbanon will not work for him because he says, I don't want it to work. That's teretz number one. And just like before we had Rav Papa give us teretz number two, here we have Rishashis give us a similar teretz number two. Rishashis Amar, no. When did Rav Reish Lakish, in the name of Abba Kohen Bidla, say that you can be Kone something with the Arba Amish Olam Kone Slobuchom Makom? When he said, B'chol Makom, it meant Kita Kina Rabbanim Besimta. This is the alleyway off on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, which is Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a crowded part of the Rishus HaRabim. The low Docha Ke Rabim. It's not so crowded over there. And therefore, your Dalet Amos can go and acquire it in the Simta. However, Rishus HaRabim, Mamish, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, they're called Docha Ke Rabim. There's so many people walking over there, so then there is no din of Dalet Amos, lo takina rabbanon. The rabbis never set up. Reish Lakish says the name of Abba Kohen Bidla. That's not where the rabbi said it, that Abba Amos Shalom and Kodos Lo B'chol Makom. It only is in the Simta. It said B'chol Makom, B'chol Makom Kamar, but it was B'chol Makom. So what does B'chol Makom mean? It means Kol Makom means La'asuyei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. It came to include private areas, and as well, the less traveled Simta area of the Rishus HaRabim, the alleyway, the sideway of the Rishus HaRabim. That's what it meant, Komoko, but not the Emtsa of the real Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Those are the answers that we have not schlugged up Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Kohen Bardala. Now we have another statement that Reish Lakish makes. The Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kohen Bardala. Reish Lakish said another statement in the name of Abba Kohen Bardala, Kitana Ein Lo Chotzer, that a young girl doesn't have this kinyan of Chotzer. Likewise, the Ein Lo Arba Amos, and this din that they had just brought down, that Dalet Amos Shel Adam Kono Slo B'chol Makom, doesn't apply to a young girl, doesn't apply to a Nara. That is the opinion of Reish Lakish, the name of Abba Kohen Bardala. Rav Yochanan, who's the famous Bar Plukta of Reish Lakish, Rav Shaz, brings down in the name of Rav Yanai. Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yanai, Omar, Yesh Lachotzer, V'yesh L'Arba Amos. He disagrees with all of those statements. He says that a Nara, a young girl, who's blown the Yisabas Mitzvah, does have a Kinyan Chotzer, and she does have this din of Dalet Amos. What's the source of this Machlokis? But my Komifli, what are they arguing about? So Mar Sovar, Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yanai, so holds as follows. Sovar, Chotzer, Mishum Yoda, Rabbi. How does a kinyan chotzer work? It's as if it's an extension of her own physical hand. And just like Yehecha de Is Lo Yod, just like the girl could, Rachman al-Islam, if she's being divorced, accept the divorce in her own hand, even though she's less than Bas Mitzvah, her husband gives her a divorce. She is divorced. So just like she has a Yad in terms of accepting a divorce, so too, the Chotzer, which is functioning as a Yad for her, Chotzer Nami Isla. So if the husband throws the get into her Chotzer, so her Chotzer will acquire it for her, just like her hand would acquire it for her. That is the opinion of Yochanan in the name of Yanai. Whereas Reish Lakish, the name of Abba Kohen Barnabas, says differently. Umar Sover, they hold Chatzer Mishum Shlichus Yisraboy. The way a Kinyan Chatzer works is because it's acting as your Sholiach. And a girl who's under the age of bas mitzvah cannot appoint someone to be a shliach. The ki hechi de shlichos leslo, just like she can't appoint somebody to be a shliach for her, so therefore her courtyard, which is functioning as her shliach, doesn't work in this situation because she doesn't have shlichos capabilities. Chotzer nami leslo. So since she can't appoint a shliach, so to say she can't appoint her yard to be her shliach to be mekabel the get for her. So this is the fundamental disagreement between Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Baidla, and Rav Yochanan, Rav Yanai. Now, is there anybody that really holds, Gemara says, Mi ikaman di omar, chotz mishum shlichas is rabbi? Really? Does anybody hold the way we just said that Rav Yochanan, Abba Kohen Baidla hold that the chotz works because of shlichas? I'll show you that that can't be right. Because, Vatanya, we learn the following braisa when the pasuk tells us that the ganav has it bi yodo, im himatsei, Hagneva biyado, if you find this stolen item in his hand, so ein li ela yado, that would only tell me that he's chayiv kefil, let's say, if you find it in his hand. How do we know that if you found, let's say, a stolen animal, and you found it on his rooftop, on Gago, or Chatzero, in his courtyard, or Kapifo, a Chatzer is really a front courtyard, and a Karpath is really a back courtyard, you find it in one of the areas of his property. How do we know Minayin, in that situation, that he's also going to be Chayiv Kefel? Let's say the animal went in there and he locked the door behind it, so now the animal's stuck in his rooftop, or in his front or back yard, and as a result, he's stealing it. How do we know that that is in fact a valid geneva? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Im he must say, si must say, biyado hageneva." If you find the geneva, this double lashon, he must say, si must say, implies michol makom. Now that teaches us that this din of biyado implies to his rooftop, his front or backyard, but. But if you were to say that the reason why a kinyan chatzah works is because it's functioning as your shaliach, so then it's functioning to do an aveira. And im kain, we find that this contradicts our famous rule. Im kain, matzino shliach l'dar aveira. V'kaim alon ein shliach l'dar aveira. You're basically assigning your gago or your chatzah or your karpap to function as a shliach l'dvar aveira, and there is no such thing as a shliach l'dvar aveira. So obviously, since the drasha of himatzei simasei biyado hagneva tells us that your courtyard, your rooftop, does in fact make a din of geneva, so it can't be functioning as a shliach, because otherwise it would be a shliach l'dvar aveira. So Mogar gives an obvious teretz. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no. When do we have this idea that you can't be a shliach l'dvar aveira? That's only when you're talking about hecha the shliach bar chiyuvo. That's when it's talking about a person who himself is commanded not to steal. So you can't tell him, go steal. And if he steals, well, he's my shliach. No, because divrei tam, divrei rab, let me show him. So we've already said this many times. The person has free choice. And if he chooses to go and steal, so then he chose not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he's punished. He can't argue, well, he sent me, Reuven sent me to go steal this item. So that's when the shlich is about chiyuvahu. We say the concept of ein shlich d'var aveira. Abo chotzer, with your gag or your chotzer or your karpap, they're not bar chiyuvahu. They're inanimate objects. They're not responsible not to steal. They're inanimate. So michayim shocho, in that situation, we do have the concept of yei shlich d'var aveira, because they're not functioning as a bar chiyuvah. Whereas questions is, wait a second, Elamiyata, if you're telling me that if somebody is not a Baruch Yuva, so then there is a concept of Shliach L'Vai V'Eira? So wait a second, what happens if Omer Li'isha V'Eved, if a person were to tell his wife or an Eved, so Ginvuli, go and steal something from me? Now, right now we're assuming the Lab B'nei Chiyuva Ninu, that they're not Chayovim in the din of Geneva, and the reason why we're saying that they're not Chayovim in the din of Geneva is because if a woman steals something or an Eved steals something, they're not obligated to pay. Hochanami, therefore, the Mechayvin Shochan, are you telling me in this situation that the one who sent them, the husband or the owner of the Eved, is he going to be Chayov in this situation? We don't say in this situation, ain't Shliach L'dvar Aveira, but yes Shliach L'dvar Aveira, because the woman or the Eved is not Chayov to pay, so therefore it's as if they're not Bar Chiyuvahu. And again, the Gemara gives an answer that you probably thought of on your own. No, Amris, Isha, the Eved, are in fact Bnei Chiyuv Ninu. Of course, this woman or this Eved Kanani are not allowed to go and steal. Of course, they're not allowed to go and steal. But the din in this situation is that they don't have to pay. That's different than not being responsible in the din of not stealing. And I'll show you that I'm right. V'ashta mia less luhu l'shalumi, because only right now when she's still married to the man, or when the Eved Kenani belongs to the person, do we say that they're not obligated to pay. Because that's a din in paying, but not a din in chiyuv. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah. What happens if this husband then divorces his wife, nizgarsha ha'isha, or nishtachre ha'eved, or the Eved Kenani is freed? In this situation, chayav l'shalim, of course they have to pay because they stole. So therefore, they are b'nei chiyuvahu, and it's just a technical detail over here that the woman who doesn't technically own anything, her husband owns everything, and the Eved Kenani who technically doesn't everything, his master owns everything, so technically they can't pay, but it's not that they're not b'nei chiyuvahu. Okay, so therefore, what do we see? That this answer of a bar chiyuv, so that bar chiyuv can't be a shlich levarera, but an inanimate field could be a shlich levarera, and therefore there's no kasha on Reish Lakish. You can't have a chotzer working via shlichus. Rav Sama gives a different terence. Rav Sama Amar Hecho Aminon Ein Shlich Devarivera. When do we say that there's no din of Shlich Devarivera? That's only Hechon the Iboy of it, the Iboy Lo of it. The person has to have free choice. If he wishes to follow the Shlichus that he was asked to do to steal, or he can say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to follow the Shlichus that you asked me to steal. In that situation, we say Ein Shlich Devarivera. However, a chotzer, the Baal Karche Mosiba, the chotzer doesn't have any free choice. It's an inanimate object. He can't say, no, I don't wish to acquire this thing that's being stolen. No, Avul Chotzer, the Baal Karche Mosiba, so therefore, Michayim Shochot. Then there is a concept of Shliach Ludvar Aveira. Okay, so now we have two reasons. One is Bar Chiyuvahu, and the other one is that it has to be free will, the Baal Karche. Is there an afkamina between these two terutzim? So, my benayu, the Gemara says, yeah, there is a nafkamina. Ika benayu, the nafkamina is, for example, a kohen, the amale li yisrael, say v'kaddish li isha grusha. If a kohen would go and tell a person, go and be makadish for me, a woman who is a grusha. Now, of course, a kohen cannot marry a grusha, but a yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha. So, in this situation, when he tells the yisrael to go and be makadish the girl on his behalf, the yisrael would be allowed to be makadish the girl, but the Kohen cannot be Mekadosh the girl. Alternatively, Inami, it would be a case of Ish, the Amar Lo Isha, if a man tells a woman who doesn't have the din of payas, a woman is allowed to cut off her payas. There are only three mitzvahs, losasay, that a woman is not commanded in. All the rest of the losasay, a woman is commanded in equally with a man. But the two dinim of losakiv, pa'as zikoncha, and pa'as Roshecha, so these two dinim of payas that you can't cut off the payas only apply to a man and not a woman. And then a woman kohen, a koheness, is not mechuyeves to not become tamei. Whereas a male kohen is, of course, not allowed to become tamei. So those are the only three losaseis that apply only to men and not to women. All the other losaseis apply to women 100%. So now, if a man were to tell a woman, go and akvili katan, go and cut off the payas of my young son over here, or this katan, so then the woman is not mukhuyevis in this din of payas. The man is. So here we see the nafkamina between Rav Sama and Ravina. Now, Rav Sama would say, when it's a free choice situation, like Rav Sama said, that if I want to do it, I can do it. If I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. So then there is no din of Shliach Devar Aveira, ain't Shliach Devar Aveira. So then, according to this, Hochanami, in the case of the Kohen asking the Yisrael to be Mekadishim the Grusha, or in the man telling the woman, go and cut off the payas of my son or this young boy, so Hochanami, Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lovid. They have free choice. The man can say, no, I'm not going to be Kaddish this grusha on your behalf because that's usher. Or he will do it. And therefore, in that situation, ain't Shliach Levar Aveira. The man is doing it out of his free choice. And when the woman says, I could either cut off the payas of this young child or I won't cut off the payas of the child, if the woman cuts it off, so then ain't Shliach Levar Aveira. She had free choice. So according to Rav Sama, in both of these situations, the Yisrael, who was Mekadish, the woman, on behalf of the Kohen, or the woman who cut off the payas of the young child on behalf of the husband of the man. So in those situations, ein shliach levar aveira, and therefore lo mechayev shochan. The kohen who sent him to go and be mekadish the grusha, and the man who sent the woman to go and cut off the payas of the child, while they're not a nice guy, they're not going to be chayev. Because according to Rav Sama, it all depends on whether they have free choice or not. And they did have free choice. But according to Ravina, lahach lishu the arbus. No, the reason is kolhecha the shliach lav bar chiyuva. Then mechayev shalcho. If the reasoning is because if you're not a bar chiyuv, then there is shliach ledvar aveira. Oh, according to Ravina, so then haninami in both of these situations, the regular Yisrael be Makadish, the woman who's a Grusha, on behalf of the Kohen, or the woman going to be cutting off the pays on behalf of the man, so Kibun Delab Nechiyivininu. The Yisrael is allowed to marry the Grusha. The woman is allowed to cut off the payas. So in this situation, they're not b'nei chiyuvaninu. So then the Shulchan, the Kohen, who instructed this Yisrael to go and be mekadesh the Isha Grusha, or the man who instructed the woman to go cut off the payas of his son, so then mechayiv Shulchan, then he would be chayiv. So this is the nafkamina between Ravina and Rusama. The Gemara says, now again, umi'i kolaman diomar chotzer lav mishum yodo Yisrabai. The original machlok between Reish Lakish Abakoyim Baidla and Rav Yochanan and Rav Yanai, we said, was based upon, do we or do we not say, Chatzar functions as a Yad, or Chatzar functions as Shlichus? So, does anybody really argue with the point that the Chatzar functions as a Yad? Does there really exist an opinion of Reish Lakish and Abakoyim Baidla that the Chatzar functions not because of a Yad? The Omar Chatzar lab bishum yod this rabbi? After all, the pasuk says, well, Tanya, that you have to go and give the get in her hand, benasan biyodah. You have to go and give it biyodah. So, engli el yodah. That tells me that you have to give it in her hand. How do we know that if you put the get in gaga, chatzera, vikar, peifa, minayin, how do we know that you put it into her, or onto her rooftop, or into her front yard, the chatzah, or in her backyard, her karpav, minayin, how do we know that those are also valid ways for the woman to go and acquire her get? Because Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'nosan, which means bekol makom. Anyway, including not only in her hand, but including her gag, her chatzah, or her karpav. So what do you see? Clearly it functions as a yad. Rashi explains, midalokisiv, in Dibra Maskel Talmud Lomar, Rashi explains, midalokisiv ubiyoda yitnehu. Therefore, you darshim v'nosan, o kosav lo v'nosan, alma bishum yodo Yisraboy. It therefore is coming to teach us specifically, it's because it's functioning as her yad. Because the imishum shlichos, if you're telling me it's shlichos, hokrak siva hocha, we've already learned shlicha, v'shulcha, it says, melami, shisha osa shaliach, in the Gemara Kedushin on Perek Beis, daf mem aleph. So therefore, doesn't everybody agree that her yard functions as, in fact, yoda and not through shlichas? So what is the machlokas between Reish Lakish slash Abba Kohen Bardla and Rav Yochanan slash Rav Yanai? So the Gemara says, okay, we have to change it around. In regards, we have several terutzim for this. Linyan get, in regards to the get, her courtyard functioning, her gag functioning for her as a yad, then even Reish Lakish agrees. Linyan get kuliyama lo pligi. Everybody agrees. Even Reish Lakish and Abba Kohen Baidl agree. The chatz mishum yod is rabbi. That everybody's the same. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yanai certainly, and even Abba Kohen Baidl, as stated by Reish Lakish, they also would agree that in regards to a get, it works via yoda. Gaga, chatzer, karpav all work via yad. And the only place that they have their machlokas is ki plige l'inyan metziah, in terms of finding something there. Mar Sabar, Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yanai, and we turn to Yud Aleph Omid Aleph, they learn yalfinon metziah miget. They learn that the din by a get is that it functions as yoda, so to a metziah, it functions, the chotzer functions as yoda. Whereas Mar Sabar, Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Baidla, lo yalfinon metziah miget. They don't learn metziah from get. They say, no, metziah is a separate din, and it functions by a shlichus. That's teretz number one. Vibai Seima, teretz number two, Biktana, in regards to the young girl, Kuliyama lo pligi, the alfino mitzvah miget. Everybody says no. The young girl, clearly, the get works via yoda, is functioning, her gag, her chotzer, her karpar function is yoda. And everybody agrees that you learn for the young girl from get, you learn to mitzvah. And in fact, Reish Lakish and Abba Kohen Baidla also agree in terms of a young girl's yard that her mitzvah is acquired there, just like a get is acquired there. And the only argue, Rav Yochanan versus Reish Lakish and Abba Kohen Baidla and Rav Yochanan and Rav Yanai, they only argue Bekotun, V'hochem Bekotun Kamifli, they're only arguing in regards to a young boy under the age of Bar Mitzvah. That we have Rav Yochanan, Rav Yanai, Mar Sovar, Yalfinun, Kotun, Miktana. They learn now, just like Din by a Ketana is Yodo, so too Din by a Kotun is Yodo. And it's through that aspect and not through Shlichos. Whereas Mar Sovar, Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Baidla, lo Yalfinun, Kotun, Miktana. They don't learn a Kotun from Ketana. And they say, no, that only works by a Shlichos. And then we have another teretz v'ibayi same. Alternatively, mar omar chada umar omar chada v'lo pligi. In fact, there is no machlokas over here between Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Badla and Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai, because they're each talking about different cases. Now, what are the different cases they're talking about? So Rashi says, Mar Amar Chada V'chule. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Abba Kohen Badla Amar Li'inyan Metzia. They're saying they're din in regards to Metzia. It works via Shlichus. Rav Yochanan, he says, no, Li'inyan Get. And he's not talking about Metzia. And in fact, they each agree in regards to Get that it works via Yada. And they each agree in Metzia that it works via Shlichus. Or alternatively, inami, the way to understand this last statement, maru machada, maru machada, and below pligi, inami, maru marakotan, that Reish Lakish, Abba Kohen Badla, say their din in regards to a katan. Umar Omar Ktana, and Rav Yochanan, Rav Yanai, they're saying their din in regards to Ktana, but they each agree what the din is by Ktana, and they each agree what the din is by a Katan. By a Katan it works by a Shlichos, and by a Ktana it works by a Yada. There's no machlokis at all between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, and that's the final teretz that the Gemara gives, and this is a great breakpoint where this will conclude today's share.